Well, we have some wonderful products that keep people coming back. The strawberry donuts are a big draw. Everybody loves the donuts. Mm. And then each year we just take time to evaluate and see what's new and out there that we can bring to people so that they'll come and see us.
This event is unique because it was created in 1977 as a means for nonprofit organizations to raise money. Tell me a little bit about the history and who will benefit from this year's festival.
Right. So it was started as a way to raise these funds for the nonprofits. And this year we have over 60 nonprofits.
Wow.
I already mentioned the strawberry donuts. They're probably our largest benefactor. That is the Band Boosters for Troy High School. But we have the senior citizens. They sell strawberry shortcake. And then we also have people that are not just from Troy. We have people outside of the community that benefit going as far as the whole Miami County area.
And the venue is expanded this year. The festival is bigger than ever.
Bigger than ever, yes. We have expanded into downtown historic Troy. And this year we will have arts and crafts vendors downtown and also on the levee.
People will be able to find all things strawberry at the festival. What are some of the more unusual things people will be able to sample?
I think the most unusual is deep fried strawberries that are absolutely wonderful. But we have everything from the strawberry donuts, deep fried strawberries, strawberry salsa, strawberry pork chops, just about anything that you can think of, people try to add a strawberry touch to.
There are a host of family activities throughout the weekend as well.
That's right. Yeah, we start the weekend on Saturday morning with a walking parade, and that's some fun for everybody to get involved. And then on the levee, we have a Super Kids contest on Sunday afternoon, which people can drop in and join into that. We also have a diaper derby. We have entertainment going on a stage downtown and a stage on the levee. And then we also, for the kids, have a children's area that includes Bruckner Nature Center, our park district, and then all kinds of bouncies and a climbing wall for their enjoyment.
Where should people park, and what's the price of admission?
Admission is free. And the best way to park would be to go to Waco Airfield or to the Meyer Store, and then we have free shuttles that they can ride down to the site.
You can find out how to get more information about the Troy Strawberry Festival on our website at WNKU.org under local news. Kathy Roeder, thank you. Have a great time at the festival.
Thank you.